right, where's my money?
Money. Money, money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
Today, I would like to talk about a situation that is a very real concern to parents with small children. Here is the situation. How can we possibly save for retirement and our child's college education at the same time? It's seldom easy to achieve a balance between savings for your retirement and saving for the ever-increasing cost of college education within your present income. Yet it's imperative that you save for both at the same time. To postpone saving for your retirement means missing out on years of tax-deferred growth and playing a near-impossible game of catch-up. To accomplish both goals, you may need to compromise. The first step is to thoroughly examine your funding needs for both college and retirement. On the retirement side, remember to include the estimated value of any employer pension plans as well as your Social Security benefits. This evaluation will likely prompt you to examine some deeply held beliefs about your financial goals. For example, is it important that you travel regularly in retirement, or is it more important that your child attend a prestigious Ivy League college? If you discover that you can't afford to save for both goals, the second step is to consider some compromises, like deferring your retirement and working longer, reducing your standard of living now or in retirement. Increase the family income by seeking a better paying position in your present career, getting a second job, or having a previously stay-at-home spouse join the workforce. Beware, though, of potential drawbacks like daycare costs, commuting costs, and tax disadvantages on the increased income. Seek out more aggressive investments, but beware of the risk. Expect your child to contribute more money to college. Some parents may find it difficult to accept, but the majority of college students finance a portion of their education with student loans. Investigate less expensive colleges. You may find that some less expensive state universities have more to offer in certain programs than their pricey private counterparts. The third step is to reevaluate your plan from time to time as your circumstances and wishes change. Remember, the important thing is to earmark a portion of your present income for both goals and do the best you can. So make sure you have your financial affairs in order, and a good way to start this process would be to contact me through the Christian Financial Advisors Network by email at John, that's J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org, or you can call me toll-free at 888-914-9909. I would be more than happy to review your financial situation with you to make sure your financial house is in order. And thank you for joining me this week for your Retirement Minute.